Hello and welcome to Global Perspectives on Migration and Food Security. I'm your host, Maria Salamone, and today we're exploring a crucial issue that has deeply impacted millions during the COVID-19 pandemic, the intersection of migration, precarity, and food insecurity, with a focus on Zimbabwean migrants in South Africa. Joining me is Jonathan Crush, an expert in migration studies, and we'll also be discussing the significant contributions of Godfrey Tawadzera, co-author of the research we'll be referencing today. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thanks, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here. The topic we're discussing today is critical, especially as we continue to see the long-term effects of the pandemic on vulnerable populations.
Today's conversation will not only discuss the challenges faced by Zimbabwean migrants, but also examine how the pandemic exacerbated issues like food insecurity. Let's get started. Jonathan, to set the stage, could you explain what precarity means, especially in the context of migration?
Certainly, Maria. Precarity refers to a condition of life without security or predictability, particularly in terms of employment, housing, and legal status. For migrants, this often means living under the constant threat of job loss, deportation, or exploitation. The concept has evolved significantly over the past two decades, especially as migration patterns have changed. Originally, it described the unstable conditions faced by migrants in developed countries. But in the global south, where informal economies are predominant, precarity is even more pervasive and multifaceted.
That's a great explanation. How does this concept apply to South-South migration, particularly between Zimbabwe and South Africa?
In South-South migration, precarity takes on several distinct characteristics. For Zimbabwean migrants in South Africa, precariousness is not just about employment, but also about living in a state of legal and social limbo. Many migrants work in the informal sector, which accounts for over 50% of non-agricultural employment in South Africa. This sector is characterized by low wages, lack of social protections, and high turnover, making life extremely unpredictable for these individuals.
And how did the COVID-19 pandemic impact this already precarious situation?
The pandemic significantly worsened the precarious conditions that Zimbabwean migrants were already facing. Before the pandemic, these migrants were vulnerable due to their informal employment and lack of access to social services. During the pandemic, many lost their jobs as lockdowns led to a near total shutdown of the informal sector. The result was a sharp increase in food insecurity and an inability to send remittances back to their families in Zimbabwe.
Let's dive deeper into the Zimbabwean migrant experience in South Africa. What were some of the specific challenges they faced before and during the pandemic?
Before the pandemic, Zimbabwean migrants were already dealing with significant challenges, including exclusion from formal labor markets, legal uncertainties, and frequent xenophobic violence. These challenges only intensified during the pandemic. For example, according to a survey we conducted, 72% of Zimbabwean migrant households experienced unemployment due to the pandemic. This loss of income was devastating, leading to widespread food insecurity. 83% of these households were either moderately or severely food insecure during the pandemic.
That's a staggering statistic. How did these households cope with such extreme food insecurity?
The coping mechanisms were varied, but often involved difficult and unsustainable choices. Many households had to rely on cheaper, less nutritious food, reduce the number of meals per day, or borrow food from friends and neighbors. Around 30% of households reported borrowing food as a coping strategy, while nearly 80% had to rely on less preferred and less expensive foods. These strategies might help in the short term, but they have serious long-term consequences, including malnutrition and increased indebtedness.
It's clear that the pandemic created a crisis within a crisis for these migrants. What about remittances? Were they able to continue sending money back to their families in Zimbabwe?
Remittances, which are a lifeline for many families back in Zimbabwe, were severely affected. Our research found that 76.7% of the households sent less money back home during the pandemic, and 16% were unable to send any remittances at all. This had a ripple effect, exacerbating the food insecurity not just in South Africa, but also for their families in Zimbabwe. The reduction in remittances is particularly concerning because, for many Zimbabwean households, remittances account for a significant portion of their income.
Let's talk about the gendered impacts of this situation. How did the pandemic affect female Zimbabwean migrants differently from their male counterparts?
Gender played a significant role in how the pandemic impacted Zimbabwean migrants. Women, particularly those working in domestic work or the informal economy, were disproportionately affected. Many lost their jobs or had their working hours drastically reduced, leading to a loss of income. Additionally, women often bear the brunt of managing household food supplies, meaning they had to make incredibly tough decisions about who in the household would eat and who would go hungry. The survey indicated that nearly 60% of female-headed households experienced severe food insecurity.
It's just awful to think about the choices these women had to make. Did the pandemic also increase the risk of other forms of vulnerability for these women?
Yes, it did. The stress and tension within households due to food insecurity and job loss often led to an increase in domestic violence. Moreover, because many of these women were undocumented, they had limited access to social services or legal protection, further exacerbating their vulnerability. The pandemic also highlighted the lack of social safety nets for female migrants, who are often the most marginalized in these situations.
Jonathan, the paper you co-authored with Godfrey Tawadzera includes a detailed survey of Zimbabwean migrant households in Cape Town and Johannesburg. Can you share some key insights from this research?
Of course, Maria. The survey, conducted in July and August 2021, revealed the extent of the pandemic's impact on Zimbabwean migrant households. For example, nearly 90% of households reported a loss of income due to the pandemic, and over 70% experienced unemployment. This loss of income directly translated into severe food insecurity, with 42.5% of households being classified as severely food insecure. Additionally, 47% of respondents reported that they had to eat smaller meals or fewer meals because there wasn't enough food in the house. These numbers underscore the severity of the situation and the urgent need for targeted interventions.
Those are some sobering statistics. How did the pandemic affect these households' ability to remit money and support their families back in Zimbabwe?
The ability to send remittances was severely hampered by the pandemic. Despite the recovery of some employment opportunities after the initial lockdowns, the economic conditions of these households remained dire. Only 22% of households were able to remit frequently, with the majority sending money only a few times during the year. This decline in remittances had a profound impact on the food security of families in Zimbabwe, further highlighting the interconnectedness of migrant precarity and food insecurity across borders.
This brings up an important point about transnational impacts. How do the struggles of Zimbabwean migrants in South Africa reverberate back to their communities in Zimbabwe?
The struggles of Zimbabwean migrants in South Africa have a significant transnational impact. The decline in remittances not only affects the immediate family members of these migrants, but also the broader community in Zimbabwe. Many families in Zimbabwe rely on remittances for basic needs, including food, education, and healthcare. When these remittances dry up, it leads to increased poverty and food insecurity back home. This creates a vicious cycle where the challenges faced by migrants in the host country directly impact the well-being of their families in the country of origin.
Given these challenges, what policy recommendations do you believe could effectively address these issues?
There are several key policy recommendations that could help mitigate the impact of pandemic precarity on migrants. First, there needs to be greater inclusion of migrants in social protection schemes. This includes access to unemployment benefits, healthcare, and food assistance programs. Additionally, governments should recognize the critical role of informal markets in providing food security for migrants and ensure that these markets remain accessible during crises. Another important recommendation is to provide targeted support for female migrants, who are often the most vulnerable in these situations.
And what role can the international community play in supporting these efforts?
The international community can play a crucial role by providing funding and technical assistance to implement these policies. This could include support for programs that address both immediate needs, such as food and healthcare, as well as long-term strategies like job creation and legal support for migrants. There's also a need for better data collection on migrant populations to inform policies and ensure that interventions are effective and equitable.
It sounds like there's a lot of work to be done, but these are all achievable goals with the right commitment and resources. Before we wrap up, Jonathan, what would you say is the most important takeaway from today's discussion?
The key takeaway is that migrants, particularly in the global south, are among the most vulnerable populations during crises like the COVID-19 pandemic. Their experiences of precarity and food insecurity are deeply interconnected and require comprehensive, inclusive policies to address. We must prioritize the well-being of these communities if we are to build a more equitable and resilient global society.
Thank you, Jonathan, for this insightful discussion, and a special mention to Godfrey Tawadzera for his invaluable contribution to the research we discussed today. This episode of Global Perspectives on Migration and Food Security highlights the urgent need for more inclusive policies that protect the most vulnerable among us.
Thank you, Maria. It's been an important conversation, and I hope it sparks further discussion and action on these critical issues.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us. If you found this episode informative, please subscribe and leave a review. We'll be back soon with more discussions on migration and food security. Until then, take care and stay informed. This podcast was created with the assistance of ChatGPT 4.0 and Wondercraft, an AI-powered audio studio.